return to normal scheduling. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's what Southwest Airlines says will happen this week.
After thousands of flights were canceled, leaving people across the country frustrated and stranded, Southwest Airlines says it expects to return to normal operations Friday. The company has admitted to having technology that doesn't put flight crews in the right position when bad weather hits, adding the system is in need of an upgrade to avoid another mass cancellation. The Department of Transportation has demanded the company provide prompt refunds to those who've had their flights canceled.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. The DOJ has filed a lawsuit against a major pharmaceutical company over its opioid distribution.
The Justice Department says its civil complaint names AmerisourceBergen Corporation and two of its subsidiaries for violating the Controlled Substances Act thousands of times, saying they failed to report suspicious orders to federal law enforcement for years, contributing to the opioid crisis. AmerisourceBergen says in a statement that federal prosecutors cherry-picked a handful of pharmacies out of tens of thousands they supply to and insist they shared vast amounts of information with the DEA over the years, but that the DEA didn't act quickly.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The company earlier this year agreed to a $6 billion opioid settlement with state and local governments in Jerusalem. Protest today outside the Knesset against the inauguration of the country's new right-wing government. Benjamin Netanyahu has returned as prime minister. A sheriff's office is chased by car and foot today in Chattanooga, Tennessee, ended with deputies fatally shooting a suspect who had shot at them. One deputy was injured. Stocks bounced back today with the Dow gaining 345 points. The S&P 500 rose 66 and the Nasdaq jumped 265 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Horrifying images on social media out of Cambodia. At least 19 are dead in a huge fire at a casino.
Videos posted online show people falling from a roof after being trapped by the inferno. Onlookers pleading with firefighters to rescue those unable to escape by themselves. Calls for help and hands waving from windows as high as the 15th floor of the building. The Grand Diamond City Casino was full of tourists and staff from neighbouring Thailand. As well as those confirmed dead, about 50 others were hurt, with more unaccounted for. The fire was finally put out after burning for more than 12 hours. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin has announced he has cancer.
Congressman Raskin says he's been diagnosed with a common type of non-Hodgkin lymphoma that affects white blood cells and the body's immune system. It's called diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Raskin also says the prognosis for most people with it is excellent after 4 months of treatment. He said he's going to go through chemo immunotherapy on an outpatient basis at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital. In recent months, Raskin's been serving on the House January 6th committee. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
The species of penguin may have just joined an exclusive club of creatures that recognize themselves in the mirror.
An Indian research team put a dozen Adelie penguins in East Antarctica through a series of mirror tests in early 2020 to see if they are self-aware. And it seems as though they are. Scientists say several penguins seem to be attracted to their reflection, staring for several seconds without trying to touch the mirror or look behind it. In one test, scientists put a sticker on the mirrors to see if the penguins would try and peck at it to get a better look at themselves, and they did. Primates, elephants, bottlenose dolphins, and of course humans have all been shown to be self-aware. Gianna Delosi, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.